What the heck are computer programs anyway? Let me just say, becoming a programmer is very easy. You just need to stick your foot in the door. When I was little, I was very fortunate to be introduced to the supremely user-friendly Commodore 64. You flip the switch and you get a prompt. You can start programming right away. You can also get what I call a cookbook with very small and very clever and useful programming recipes. Good recipes will help you dream a new program up. You'll be able to splice what you need together out of the bits of the recipes. If you do it a few times for a couple of different programs, you become a programmer. Today, things are even easier, but you have to start in the right place. People will try to tell you about programming web applications, phone apps, Internet of Things, or making window applications and stuff like using online programming environments. Don't listen to them. Start small, but start strong. Start by writing a Node.js-based Linux program for your Raspberry Pi. Don't worry, you never have to start from scratch. You start with an existing project, and then you modify it. What project to start with? We'll create it, together, right now. Let us call it Fragrance. Available on NPM. Because it's available and sophisticated sounding, and probably French. The entry point is index.js, the main functions are stored in API.js, which is short for Application Programming Interface, and little reusable functions sit in helpers.js. The Raspberry Pi that I recommend is the 8GB Raspberry Pi Complete Starter Kit from KanaKit. But get a keyboard. Keyboard that you can stick to for life. Something that you can always go back to and have muscle memory for. And get an extra and very fast 64GB Class 10 micro SD card. There should be some benchmarks for Raspberry Pi micro SD cards on the internet. Get a couple of monitors and an extra micro HDMI cable. Don't forget to plug in the fan into the 14th pin on the GPIO header, as that will let the operating system turn it on and off as needed. You'll figure it all out. A little bit of discomfort and confusion is good when learning amazing new things that are worth your while. Use NVM to install Node and clone the fragrance. Get inside the directory and execute npm link. It lets you install Fragrance as a Linux command, but you can still tinker with it. It is like a local installation. You can use grep to find all the instances of the word fragrance and change it to something nicer that actually makes sense. Later on, as you get the hang of things, set up GitHub, create a new repository, clone it down, copy your files into it, and push it up into GitHub to share it with everyone else. And now we arrive at the title question. What are programs? They are your digital extensions. It cannot be said what programs do because they do absolutely everything. Your programs are your magic spells. Whatever you want is just a few days of programming away. You can't be told what to do. There are camera modules, robot arms, relay switches, chatbots, 2D and text games, code editors, and visualization libraries like Cytoscape and D3. There really are no limits. To get a neat overview of what else is out there, search for Awesome Node.js. But you can do everything on the server, in the web browser, in a window with Electron, and on the Linux command line, like I showed you. The library of your programs is no different than your tool drawer, where you keep your screwdriver, pliers, and your trusty rusty hammer. Honestly, you only write or use programs when you need them. If you are interested in learning how to program, search the internet for Node.js tutorials to get a better picture.